And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now let's open up the mics. Here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
And happy Thursday, one and all, as the Thursday toss-up is here for you on Talk of the Town, KQ&A. Glad to have you along. We've got a pretty big announcement to make here for KQ&A listeners, and especially for football fans, as KQ&A has just secured the rights to broadcast Super Bowl 52. So this is the big game between the New England Patriots and the Philadelphia Eagles, and we'll be broadcasting all day long on Super Bowl Sunday starting at noon. So we'll have all the pregame hoopla, and then the real pregame that walks you right up to the kickoff at 4:35 on Super Bowl Sunday. It'll all be right here on KQ&A, and you'll be able to hear it on AM 1130, on 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, as well as 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. So we're excited about the big game, Super Bowl 52, live right here on KQ&A. So that's our big news for the moment. Also, we had a chance yesterday to have a sit down with Martha McSally, the colonel who has been serving as a representative in Arizona from the Southern District, and recently declared her candidacy for the U.S. Senate. In fact, Representative McSally used Prescott as one of her three jumping off points when she announced her candidacy a little over a week ago, stopping in Tucson, then in Phoenix, then in Prescott. And yes, she is a pilot, so she's able to do all that. But she came back yesterday, and we had a nice sit down with her here at KQ&A, and we will have that interview for you next week here on Talk of the Town. So stick around for that. It's quite a fascinating discussion, a look inside what's going on in Washington, and it's not pretty, but it is something that Martha McSally knows a lot about, and so we're going to have that interview coming your way next week, next Thursday at 4 o'clock here on Talk of the Town. In the meantime, we've got a quick break to take, and then we'll be back with more of the Thursday toss-up. I'm going to be bolting out of here a little bit early this afternoon. We have a pretty large event going on with the Prescott Chamber of Commerce over at Finley Automotive Group. So we're going to be cutting a ribbon, and we've got the networking at night mixer, and for some reason they can't do any of that stuff without some kind of master of ceremonies. And since that's my only marketable skill in life, I have to go when those opportunities present themselves. So I'll be there to help out the Prescott Chamber this afternoon, and Chuck Roberts will be coming in, and he has a special guest. Lucy Mason will be joining him to talk about the state of solar, and there's a new tariff that's being proposed, 30% tariff on Chinese-made solar panels. What will that do to the solar industry here in Arizona? We're going to find out when Lucy Mason sits down with Chuck Roberts a little bit later on, and then we're going to have our conversation from Cottonwood, and we'll be joining Casey Rooney live from Cottonwood, and he'll have a special guest as well. So that's your Talk of the Town lineup for this Thursday, January the 25th. Stick around. We've got more coming your way right after these words on KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott and Chino Valley, 95.5 Prescott Valley, Cottonwood.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
January is chili month at Prescott Brewing Company, and we're cooking up four different savory chili entrees that are sure to pack a flavorful punch all month long. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to savor our unique made-from-scratch chilies, a different one each week, as you chase away the winter cold here at BBC. The brewery elves were busy all last month handcrafting some of their own specialties. Enjoy an award-winning handcrafted beer to wash it all down. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
This is it. The new year kickoff that's setting the bar high for 2018.
20% off MSRP on remaining 2017 Hyundai Elantra Limited Sedan.
Up to 18% off MSRP on remaining 2017 Santa Fe Sport SUV.
0% APR available on most new Hyundai models.
Finlay Hyundai is setting markdowns on every new 2017 Hyundai car, truck, and SUV left in stock.
Save up to $5,000 in combined dealer discounts on a 2017 Hyundai Elantra Limited Sedan starting at $18,755.
Save up to $8,603 in total combined dealer discounts on a 2017 Hyundai Santa Fe Sport 2.4L SUV.
All backed by an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty.
That's Hyundai Assurance.
Finlay Hyundai is moving out all remaining 2017 models at incredible discounts. Get yours now before they're all gone.
Finlay Hyundai Prescott at FinlayHyundaiPrescott.com
and 928-771-6950.
Thank you for voting as Quad Cities Business News 2017 Best of Business Automotive Dealership Award.
Closed on Sundays to spend time with our families.
Offers on proof credit plus tax title license, $495 fees and dealer-installed accessories. Must qualify for all rebates and discounts. Sale offers cannot be combined.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reprographics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reprographics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
In 1916, Auto Owners Insurance teamed up with local independent agents so customers could get fast, friendly, local service.
Bravo!
It worked so well, we decided to keep it that way. And 100 years later, we still do things the same way. By teaming up with local independent agents who deliver quality, personal service.
Thank you!
Some might call that old school. Then again, maybe everything old is new again. Kind of refreshing, isn't it?
This is Susan Morrison. Give us a call at 445-4600. Your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
Yes, we are back, and this is, of course, Talk of the Town on KQ&A. I'll tell you, if you like, you know, the intrigue and espionage that reminds you of the old-timey TV shows like The Man from U.N.C.L.E. and on a lighter note, Get Smart. Maybe that's a combination of the two factors that's going on right now with regard to the FBI and what's happening in the Trump situation. Kind of like the man from Get Smart. There's, you know, FBI guys that are talking into their shoes and, you know, they're having all kinds of, email messages going back and forth that seem, at least on the surface, to be implicating them in some sort of a nefarious, underhanded manipulation of the investigation of the current administration. And the one that really stood out today for me was the disclosure that the so-called dossier that everybody talks about that was a whole, you know, paid for opposition research document that was supposedly used as the basis for a FISA warrant to spy on the Trump administration. Well, as it turns out, James Comey, the FBI director, in early 2017 said that that dossier, the information in it, had not been verified. But yet in 2016, when the FBI took that dossier to a judge to obtain the FISA warrant, they said that it was. So it can't be both ways. If it wasn't fully vetted in 2016 and was used as a counterfeit document to incur the interest of a judge in signing a FISA warrant, then whoever submitted that document had to attest to its veracity. Now, we don't know exactly who made that approach to the FISA judge yet, but we will know. And the theory is that the FBI agent Strzok, who was carrying on a textual love affair with one of his coworkers during all of this, is theorized to be the one that went to the FISA judge on behalf of the FBI and asked for the warrant, waving around this dossier that was paid for by Fusion GPS with, you know, a nod and a wink from the Clinton administration. And it's like, you know, you couldn't make this up. If you sat and tried to create a goofy spy novel, you know, using the Get Smart and Man from Uncle people and tried to do all the underground espionage and, you know, fake dockery and all this other stuff, you could not have even dreamt this up. And that's how hysterically inept it is, but at the same time, it's also very scary. When you have law enforcement people at very high levels who are using their positions to extract a toll on their political opposition, well, that's the kind of stuff that goes on in Russia. That's where the dictators of the world are the ones that operate like that, where they have like the secret police that, you know, go in the middle of the night and pick your lock and drag you out of bed. And, oh, that's right. They did that with Paul Manafort, didn't they? Yeah. And, you know, and they did get him to admit, or they're going to convict him of some kind of crime with regard to money laundering, but that has nothing to do with, you know, his stint with the Trump campaign. I got to tell you, when I saw that the Trump people had hired Paul Manafort and then they had him on TV with that sprayed on tan and the, you know, the hair transplants and the whole bit, I thought, this guy looks like just an absolute hustler. And obviously, they came to the same conclusion because he didn't stick around very long with the administration. And just long enough, obviously, to, you know, put a little bit of stink on the whole operation. So now we are forced to decide if we find enough FBI underhandedness in the preparation of the FISA warrant and the execution of the investigation on Trump. Well, then clearly those people need to be investigated themselves. And you can't have the FBI do that investigation because they're the ones being investigated. And on the one hand, you kind of hope that, you know, that this whole thing will kind of eventually go away so that we can get back to the job of running the country and not, you know, creating new stories for blogs and the National Enquirer and BuzzFeed and all this other stupidity that, you know, we now, like, you know, wake up in the morning and we don't even have to go looking for it. Our phones wake us up and they give you, like, you know, the top 10 gossip stories from, you know, from all over Washington, D.C., you know, some of which are true, most of which are not. And that's, you know, having witnessed the fake news firsthand, as I have, I made a presentation to the Prescott Valley Chamber at the quarterly breakfast on Tuesday, and because we were talking about the future and economic development, and I mentioned about the fact that, you know, local radio stations like ours are not the purveyors of the fake news, which is what's you know, why people are still, you know, looking to us as a trustworthy source of news and information. You know, the part of the reason why we don't throw the phones open to the public when we do these shows is because the public just likes to vent their anger and they like to repeat gossip and rumor and stuff. Well, we're not going to do that. You got social media to do that kind of, you know, hyperbole. You know, we want to hear from the information people about what they know. And for somebody from the public to be calling in and go, well, I think that sucks. That really doesn't help the situation, which is why we don't do it. These are talk shows. We're here to talk. You're here to listen. And what a great relationship it has been and will continue as such. So I'm going to get out of the way and head over to Finley Automotive Group for the Prescott Chamber event. Chuck Roberts will take over and Lucy Mason will be in here to talk to you about what's going on new in the solar industry. And then a little bit later on, our conversation from Cottonwood with Casey Rooney. It's all happening on your live local talk of the town, KQNA AM 1130, 99.9 Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, 95.5 Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and on the web at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Join the Great Cliff Castle Casino Jeep Adventure all this month and win a share of over 50,000 cash in prizes. Hourly grand prize qualifier drawings on Tuesdays and Sundays starting at 6 p.m. Win a share of $2,400 cash in prizes with $1,000 cash at 10 p.m. Miss the qualifiers? On January 27th, five lucky winners will also qualify to win a new Jeep Compass from Oxendale Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, along with cash prizes. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for more information. Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
This is Bob Knoll, and I'd like to share with you my experience with Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When Dirk and Dustin's crew installed my new heating and cooling system, it was a worry-free experience. My family loves our quiet and efficient home air system from Gettles. We found the Gettles team to be refreshingly honest and professional. They understand what customers want, and I recommend you give Gettles a call.
The guys and gals at Gettles get it. Visit GettlesHDM.com. GOETTLS, servicing all of northern Arizona.
Spearfishing has or will strike your business, wreaking havoc on your employees, brand, and your bottom line. Spearfishing can't be stopped by traditional email security solutions because messages appear to be legitimate from your boss, a trusted colleague, or a vendor asking you to wire money, confirm login credentials, or worse. Barracuda Sentinel is artificial intelligence for real-time spearfishing and cyber fraud defense. Reclaim your email in minutes with zero impact on network performance. Visit Barracuda.com/AI.
Augie's Restaurant is starting the new year the same way they finished the old year. A bonus $20 gift card. For every $100 gift card you buy, now through January 31st, stock up for birthdays, anniversaries, and plain old gift giving. With every $100 gift card you buy, you get a bonus gift card of $20. What a delicious way to ring in the new year. Augie's bonus gift card ends January 31st. Augie's Frontier Village, the place to dine on Highway 69.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
Ah, mystery announcer forgot that Sanford had to leave early for his other duties. So this is Chuck Roberts going to fill in for a few minutes here with one of our favorite people, Lucy Mason. Hello.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
I tell you what, there is so much going on in the solar industry itself.
Yes, indeed.
And it has to do with technology, has to do with lawyers and laws and so on. And before we go any further, for those who perhaps don't know Lucy, she was a city councilman in the city of Prescott for years, and then 8 years as a state representative for our area. And now you are the grand poobah of the Arizona Solar Energy Information Organization. It's called VERFLIPNEA.
Okay, I'm the executive director for the Arizona Solar Energy Industries Association. We're a trade association.
That's what I said.
Of solar. Yes, you did. Absolutely. I can attest to
blah,
that.
Blah, 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 blah. So what's, I understand there's some strange and weird things going on in terms of the taxation of the solar panels and then the use of Arizona residents to use those solar panels?
Well, you know, it's we've had a long history of, and I won't go into all of it, but we've had a long history, just for brevity's sake, of utilities and solar angst. Because solar is a new technology. There was, the utilities were trying to figure out how to incorporate this new technology, how to work with customers that chose to have the freedom of choice to have solar panels on their property. And so there's been a lot of working, groups and trying to figure it all out. Well, we finally had, as of August 31st this year, August 31st last year, 2017, there was a settlement that was reached, an agreement that was reached with APS and solar. And so there were about 30 people sitting around the table negotiating all of the things, lots of people from APS and lots of people from solar.
Not you two?
We were there.
Yeah.
And so we hammered out an agreement that is a compromise, and like any compromise, nobody, everybody comes away unhappy. So, but we were all happy too. So, it really is a reasonable document. This will work, and this is the settlement, will work until the next rate case, which is going to be in 2019, somewhere in the middle of the year. So we have a respite, and we're getting to the point where we can actually help our, in Arecia, we can help our members to actually move forward. We represent our members at the legislature, at the Arizona Corporation Commission, and, excuse me, in the governor's office, in Washington, D.C. We work with the National SEIA. And so we're really trying to keep ahead of everything. The most recent issue has been, that was announced yesterday, was the 30% increase on solar panels coming in from elsewhere in the world, and mainly China. We have 60 to 80% of the panels that come into Arizona are from China. What's exciting, though, is that over the last several years, the technology has been advancing so much, to the good, you know, becoming more efficient. We have better, panels, creating more electricity from the modules. So it's just becoming a really, it's not your 1980s solar panel anymore. Mm. You know, and then with the advent of battery storage and people becoming more and more interested in the battery storage idea, we have about three companies right now that are working on this. One is a German company. We have, there is LG Chem that is a lithium-based battery. And then, of course, we have Tesla. Now, the prices are high right now, but they, for some people, it works. The battery storage and solar combination works extremely well. The ITC, the International Trade Commission, came out with this announcement yesterday from President Trump about about the 30% tariff that is now going to be on solar panels coming into the, the United States. And why we are really interested in this, okay, there's a couple of things. One of the things that I understand and that our members understand is that, we really need to bring the product back to the domestic side. We need to be able to manufacture solar here. And I've been very disturbed since 2006 when I was working on a lot of these, the bills, the solar bills in the legislature, is that I saw that we were losing a lot of our manufacturers to other places in the world, like China and India and other places in Korea. So, the idea of forcing the other countries, that world markets, to see that we're serious about bringing about our industry back here to the United States is incredibly important. The 30%, a lot of people have been panicking about that. I understand what Mr. Trump is trying to do. I actually even support it. Now, the other side of this is, with the panic that's kind of going on with that, or rumbling across the state, is I would say, let's not get too excited about this yet. What I see, from working in this industry for, you know, well over a decade, is that that I don't think it's going to be that big of a wrinkle or that big of a barrier for us to continue with the business. We may see a 10% slowdown in the customer market, all the way up to maybe 20%, but I don't even think it's going to go that high, because President Trump also put in there a 2.5 megawatt exemption. And so it's kind of like first person, first serve. Mm-hmm. You get to take advantage of that in the purchase of your.
You say now's a good time to start getting involved.
Well,
for the residential or commercial person.
It's been over the last couple of years, it's been a really good time to get involved. And to, you really look at, you know, solar's not for everybody, but there are an awful lot of people in which it is really good for. And, but you have to weigh out the financials. And that's where this could make, you know, put a slight slowdown, if you will, on the solar panel being bought, the customer market. But honestly, I don't think it's going to last very long. And I've been talking to experts all morning. I think that after I've been talking to ASU and talking with people from board members at SRP and other folks, scientists that are looking at this and they're evaluating and they're going, you know, no, we don't see this as being really a terrible thing. But I see the big picture, and that is that nationwide, we start to get our industry back. This is important. And of course, we know here in this country that as we manufacture and as we invent, with our scientific research labs moving the industry forward and, you know, getting better and more sophisticated and we in this country will move mountains in the energy world. Now, we have, since solar is fairly new over the last 20, 30 years, when we talk about energy, a lot of people think, well, we need to, you know, it all needs to be oil or gas or coal. Well, no, not necessarily. Do we want to get rid of any of those? Not necessarily. But there's room in the market for everything. And it just depends on, you know, what works in the particular part of a state. You know, we think about South Dakota, they have a tremendous amount of coal. You have Nevada, you have geothermal. Here we have solar. We need to utilize that, and we need to ingratiate bring in the policies that allow manufacturing companies and distribution centers to be able to locate here. Now, look what that does to the economy with the jobs that now become available when we have those kinds of policies that bring in these kinds of industries. Well, then we start to solve some of the problems that I saw for 8 years down there with a budget at the state level. You know, state legislature deals and the governor deals with the budget every single year. And, you know, education is a biggie. Healthcare is a biggie. Transportation and roads, my goodness. You know, it all comes from economic growth. So when we look at what we have and what we have, you know, and the ability to actually utilize the students that are graduating, the professional students that we are going to be graduating every single year from ASU and Northern Arizona University and the University of Arizona in Tucson, where we have research going on and legal professionals happening, you know, doing their work. It's just stunning to see how we can advance our economic opportunity here. So that's it. We have our challenges from time to time, but we have to meet them, you know.
Well, you know, I look at all the options that you talked about, plus nuclear and wind power.
Right.
And it was not that long ago that we thought, well, we can't afford that. With the increase in solar and the development of better ways of storing that energy in the batteries or whatever might be next.
Sure.
That makes it a little easier for people to live off the grid, so to speak, and keep their costs low. I got to answer this because I think that's a call from Cottonwood.
Okay.
Let me see. let's take a quick timeout, Bill, and we'll be back with more on Talk of the Town after this.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley in Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com. Affinity
RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at PrescottDirt.com.
It's a new year, and with that comes great expectations. This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Good nutrition cures a lot of ills and keeps healthy pets and barnyard buddies at their very best. We at Olson's do more than just sell food and supplies. We provide peace of mind. We're always there to answer your questions and are partners with you to enhance your animal experience. We also think that when you shop, you're not just here to get a bag of food. More and more of you want to add brick and mortar to your shopping experience because doing business in a place like Olson's expands your community connection. Here at Olson's, we think local, we speak local, and we care local. And you're not just doing business locally, you're doing business with locals. We do things like feed all the law enforcement canines in Yavapai and Coconino counties for free because we know that budgets are tight. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, where since 1979, good enough just isn't.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. A former Yavapai County Superior Court judge is the new vice chief of the Arizona Supreme Court. Current Vice Chief Justice John Pelander had recently announced he would be stepping down from his position, but he will remain with the court. With mandatory retirement requirements approaching, Pelander had explained he won't be able to serve as Chief Justice for a sufficient period of time. He decided it would be best to have another justice take his place, who could serve a regular term as the next Chief Justice. Yesterday, Justice Robert Brutinel was named new Vice Chief Justice. Brutinel is from Prescott, and he was appointed to the Yavapai County Supreme Court in 1996. He became presiding judge in 2004. Brutinel was appointed to the Arizona Supreme Court 6 years later. For more information on this story, log on to KQNA.com and click on the link to Prescott E-News. Prescott has pickleball courts, and Prescott Valley could be getting some, too.
As part of its voting session at 5:30 tonight, Town Council will consider a donation agreement with the Prescott Valley Pickleball Association. This agreement would allow the association to raise the necessary funds for engineering plans and construction of public courts to be located in Antelope Park, located on Powers Drive just off Robert Road. Construction will be limited to staff oversight, relocation of irrigation systems, and earthwork for realignment of the drainage channel. Once construction is complete, the town of Prescott Valley will assume ownership and full responsibility for the ongoing upkeep and maintenance of up to six courts. The town council meeting will be held in the library auditorium on Civic Circle. I'm Dave Fone reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Partly cloudy tonight, dry and sunny this weekend. Expect an overnight low of 28 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 51 tomorrow and a high of 57 on Saturday. 29 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Friday of 59 and a high on Saturday of 64. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
January is chili month at Prescott Brewing Company, and we're cooking up four different savory chili entrees that are sure to pack a flavorful punch all month long. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to savor our unique made-from-scratch chilies, a different one each week, as you chase away the winter cold here at BBC. The brewery elves were busy all last month handcrafting some of their own specialties. Enjoy an award-winning handcrafted beer to wash it all down. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Oh, yes, indeed. We are returned. And this is Chuck Roberts. Only have a moment before we go to Cottonwood to say goodbye to Lucy. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
There's more information available to people at the ARISA site.
Yeah, A-R-I, like in Arizona, A-R-I-S-E-I-A. And you can reach me directly at lucy@arisea.org.
We got a lot to talk about. We'll get you back here.
Great. Again. Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming by. All right. We're going to take the big leap over Mingus Mountain, and we're going to talk to our friend Casey Rooney, who is the Economic Development Director for the City of Cottonwood. Hello, Casey.
Hello. How are you today?
Well, hey. Wait a minute. We got to push two more buttons.
Yeah, bear with me for a second. I'm calling in on the other phone.
Okay, go fire away there, boss man. What happened? What happened? There they go.
Good afternoon.
There. Hey, are you related to Andy Rooney?
That's my great uncle.
Are you a curmudgeon?
I'm a curmudgeon, exactly. So I hit today. Everything good?
Everything's fine. You sound like you're on a speakerphone, but you'll work that out. We are communicating.
Yeah, I pushed the wrong button, so I had to call in real quick. Yeah. I just want to welcome our KQ&A guest today from the world headquarters of the Cottonwood Business Assistance Center. I want to welcome our listeners. And
we're good.
I am Casey Rooney, the Economic Development Director. My guest today, I've got two guests with me today. I've got David Kiegler, and David is the Assistant Race Director for the Sedona Marathon. So we're going to be talking about the Sedona Marathon today. And my other guest is Keegan Moorcraft, and Keegan is the social media expert helping us with the social media for the race. So with that being said, again, I want to welcome our listeners. I've had a great day here. I spent most of the day over in Camp Verde at Rainbow Acres, and that's an organization that deals with developmental disabilities. And it's just been a great day. And again, I want to welcome Keegan and David. David, did anything good happen to you today?
Yeah, well, you know, as we get ready for the marathon, we've done it so many times. This is the 13th year. We have our list, and so the great thing about today was being able to get down the list and keep checking off all the tasks that make the event come together perfectly.
Well, good. That's a good way to start out the day, I think.
You bet.
Tell me a little bit about the marathon. I mean, this is a big deal here in the Verde Valley. I know that. When is it?
Well, the race is on Saturday, February 3rd, and it's always the first weekend of every February every year, and that's been the case for the past 13 years.
Well, okay, so imagine you've got sponsors for the race as well, right? Who's your main sponsors?
Well, our main sponsor, our presenting sponsor, is Northern Arizona Healthcare, and they have been very generous to support the marathon for a number of years. I think this is the fifth year that they have been supporting us, and we really couldn't do it without them. I think one of the nice parts about the Northern Arizona Healthcare presenting sponsorship is it fits their mission so well. You know, their goal is to help with the overall health of the Sedona Verde Valley area, and this is a great opportunity for them to encourage people to come out, do something active, enjoy the fresh air and sunshine that the Northern Arizona offers us so well, and it just seems to fit very well with their mission.
You know, I deal a lot with the Verde Valley Medical Center, which is part of Northern Arizona Health, and they're our biggest employer over here in Cochran. I know they're all over the Verde Valley. They have a facility over in Camp Verde, Cottonwood, and I guess over in Sedona as well, don't they?
Yeah, they've got more than a dozen different divisions that range from, you know, units around the Verde Valley and Sedona area to transportation for, you know, people who are needing to get to the hospital and so on. I mean, they have a sleep center, numerous things. They're a very comprehensive health program in the area.
Yeah, you know, and they always step up whenever we have a great event like the Sedona Marathon. Great sponsors, I know that for sure. Tell me, Keegan, where is the marathon this year? Where does it take place? And how many years has this been going on?
Good question, Casey. This is the 13th year of the Sedona Marathon event. It's a rich tradition, you know, in Sedona, and events really thrive in Sedona because this is such a beautiful place to come to for locals, Verde Valley residents, Prescott, all over the state, and really all over the world. People come from, last year there was representation from 20 different countries, which is absurd and amazing. The race actually takes place right behind the Sedona Medical Center on Nivodi Drive, which is a really beautiful area. It goes down Dry Creek Road, which is famous for all the really great hiking and mountain biking areas down that area.
Well, this, I'm sure it's going to be a blast. I've run a few marathons in my time, and, you know, as I get older, my hips don't hold up for, you know, that long of a race. So tell us, how long of a race is a marathon? And most people probably know, but might as well tell everybody.
Well, the full marathon is 26 miles, so
yeah.
That's a tough one. It's 60% on a red dirt road that goes out past Boynton Canyon Road, but we also offer a 5K, a 10K, and a half marathon. So, Casey, if you wanted to walk the 5K, I'm sure your hips could handle it.
Thank you for the offer. Hey, we're about halfway through our interview, and I need to take a little break. So I'm going to talk back over to the host so we can pay for our our day here and get into a couple commercials and be right back with you. Hold on.
Yeah, you were going to do just that, and reminded me of that song, 26 Miles Across the Sea, Santa Catalina's waiting for me. I'm sorry. All right. Casey, we'll be back to you in just a moment. You're listening to the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Cottonwood, and we'll be back after these words.
Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers.
From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And of course, we want to wish everyone a Happy New Year.
You said that already.
Okay, well, how about warm wishes for a wonderful winter?
What?
Don't make me say it again. I think I hurt my tongue.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
Call Gettle's High Desert Mechanical and start the new year with a new furnace. Now offering plumbing repair and service.
Augie's Restaurant is starting the new year the same way they finished the old year. A bonus $20 gift card for every $100 gift card you buy. Now through January 31st. Stock up for birthdays, anniversaries, and plain old gift giving. With every $100 gift card you buy, you get a bonus gift card of $20. What a delicious way to ring in the new year. Augie's bonus gift card ends January 31st. Augie's Frontier Village, the place to dine on Highway 69.
Findlay Subaru Prescott believes the health of a community depends on being involved.
So we're one of the largest supporters of local nonprofit organizations, schools, and charities in Yavapai County.
It's a new year. How about a resolution you'll love to keep?
Come see the newly redesigned 2018 Subaru Outback.
With over 108 cubic feet of passenger space.
Take the keys to a Subaru Outback Premium for $296 a month for 36 months.
The 2018 Subaru Forester gives you outstanding versatility and affordability.
With a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty for only $249 a month for 36 months.
Or take advantage of as low as 0% for 63 months.
Both Outback and Forester give you road-gripping standard Subaru symmetrical all-wheel drive.
Up to 32 highway miles per gallon.
And our 2017 IIHS top safety picks.
Findlay Subaru Prescott and FindlaySubaruPrescott.com, doing our part to make the world a better place.
Financing for well-qualified applicants plus tax title license at $495 dock fee. Forester premium lease with $2,400 due at signing.
Outback $3,000 due at signing. Offer expires 1/31/2018.
Much like the weather, your life could change at the drop of a hat. Don't be caught unprepared. You don't know what will happen tomorrow, but no matter what happens, you can make sure your loved ones are provided for with a life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance. Meet with a local independent agent and secure a policy now to rest easy knowing you're protecting the ones you love.
Give the team at your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance a call today at 445-4600. To find out more or to get a home, auto, or pet insurance quote, visit housechilson.com.
Join the Great Cliff Castle Casino Jeep Adventure all this month and win a share of over $50,000 cash in prizes. Hourly grand prize qualifier drawings on Tuesdays and Sundays starting at 6 p.m. Win a share of $2,400 cash in prizes with $1,000 cash at 10 p.m. Miss the qualifiers? On January 27th, five lucky winners will also qualify to win a new Jeep Compass from Oxendale Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, along with cash prizes. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for more information. Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Yes, I am. And by golly, we're going to send it right back over to Casey Rooney, who is the Economic Development Director for the City of Cottonwood. And he's got some special guests about some great things that are going on in the Verde Valley. Take it away, Casey.
Okay. Thank you, Chuck. I appreciate it. My guests again today are Keegan Warcraft and David Kieber. And they're both from Sedona, and they're the folks that are putting on the Sedona Marathon. So we're talking about the Sedona Marathon 26.2, right, Miles? And it's a big deal in Sedona. You bring in like about 3,000 people. Is that what I heard? Is there that many people?
Yeah, we anticipate 3,000 runners this year and probably another 1,500 spectators. It's a great way to spend a lovely Saturday. The weather is going to be remarkable. They're talking about the morning in the 40s and midday mid 60s. And so it's going to be perfect running weather and perfect viewing weather.
You know, that is really good running weather. I know that for sure. When people come here for this race, I'm imagining that there's people in Sedona that come religiously in Cottonwood and the Verde Valley. I imagine there's a fair share that come over from Prescott and Prescott Valley and Phoenix. And am I in the right ballpark in terms of where people are coming from?
Yeah, we get people from all over the Northland. We get a lot of runners that come down from Flagstaff and on the reservation. They're great runners up there, and they really provide us with a challenge. But, you know, Prescott's at Mile High City, and Sedona is at 4,500, so it makes it a little easier for them to run in our neighborhood because they're better able to handle oxygen. So we really encourage the runners from Prescott and Flagstaff and up on the reservation to come down and join us and give us the challenge we need.
Yeah, I imagine that elevation for a runner really helps. You know, that's the other issue I've got is breathing. So my hips and my breathing. Just minor details when it comes to running, right? Hey, Keegan, I know that you're in charge of the social media. What does that mean? What does it take to pull off a race like this and get people to come? And what kind of social media are we talking about?
Well, for the Sedona Marathon, I manage just two pages, which is Sedona Marathon Facebook and our Twitter page. Overall, there's about 30,000 fans from mostly Arizona, but really from all over the world that have chosen to run this race in the past. And really what they're looking for to come back to Sedona is motivation, words of encouragement, beautiful images of Sedona and the course. And that's pretty much my job, is to go out and take photos and to get them engaged and to have fun with them, to create conversations. So social media is my passion. I love it. Maybe that's because I'm a millennial, or maybe that's just because I was born with a phone in my hand. But I love social media, and people are obsessed with it. So, I mean, I'm always on my phone. I'm not sure about anyone else, but you have to really rip that phone out of my hand. And most of the time, I'm on social media looking at inspiring words and images that awe and shock me. So that's pretty much my job. It's pretty great.
You know, for somebody that's into social media and getting the word out, I mean, you've got some really good things to work with. I mean, Sedona is one of the most beautiful places on earth. Why wouldn't a good runner, average runner, great runner, why wouldn't they want to run in a race like this? I mean, what an opportunity of a lifetime for a runner. That's the way I look at it. You know, I understand that there's the Dry Creek corridor, there might be a little bit of an issue there, but David, can you address what's happening with the Dry Creek corridor?
Well, the race course has not changed in all the years. We go out Dry Creek Road out towards Enchantment area and out onto Forest Road 525. But this year, we're doing something to make sure that the runners are even more safe and secure on the road. We're closing off the road so that it's a dedicated running lane. So any kind of concerns about runners having encounters with vehicles is going to be put to rest. It's something we want the locals to be aware of so that they can plan their travel. But our goal is to ensure the safety of the runners and make this an exciting and fun event that they don't have to worry about, you know, negotiating traffic and so on. So there's so much beautiful stuff to look at. It's such a challenging course, great hills to really test yourself on, but the opportunity to run without being concerned about traffic really encouraged us to make sure this is an even safer run than it's ever been before.
Yeah. Well, if people want to know more about the race, Keegan, how do they find out about the race and registration and that sort of thing? Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, everything can be found on SedonaMarathon.com. It's a very comprehensive website with beautiful imagery and videos that really showcase the amazingness of the Sedona Marathon course. Everything from registration costs to parking to free shuttles and our sponsors are all featured there. So it's a really easy resource to get online from your phone or your office and look it up. It's a great race.
Well, hopefully you're going to get a lot of people checking that out, checking out the website and registering for the run, especially since David says it's just going to be a beautiful day. It's normally a beautiful day around here, so I think our runners can pretty much count on that. What do you think the winning time is going to be? Now, and that's not setting any world records or anything, but what do you think the time winning times are going to be?
Well, when we have our best male runner in the marathon, they end up coming in at about 2 hours and 3 quarters, 2 hours and about 45 minutes. And last year, our best woman runner on the marathon was just over 3 hours. This is proof that it's a challenging course. But I want to make sure that people understand that there's plenty of opportunities to still register. It's a challenging course, as we said, and you can walk. You can run, you can skip, you can even stumble, Casey. Come on along and enjoy
what would happen.
The 5K, the 10K, the half marathon, or the full marathon next weekend, okay. Saturday, February 3rd.
Great. Well, I appreciate you guys being with me today. Hey, where will people stay if they're wanting to come up?
There's plenty of opportunities. If you go to the SedonaMarathon.com website and click on the sponsors, there's plenty of people who are finding great rooms in Sedona. There's also even another Stay Another Day program that allows people to find excellent things to do after the race and the following day that makes their stay and their time in Sedona even more fun, because people all throughout Sedona are offering discounts on a number of services that make it worthwhile for you to stay another day. So you can book a room through the website, or you can find out great things to do throughout Sedona.
Great. Well, I want to thank Keegan Moorcraft and David Kieber for joining me today. I think I'm going to bring my lawn chair and just watch and root everybody on. So thank you both for joining me today, and hope you all have a great week. Thank you, and join us again in a couple weeks. See ya.
Thanks very much.
Casey, you're my kind of guy. I named my dog Marathon. I told the doctor I walk marathons every day. So there you go. All right. We're going to wrap things up here from the home studio here of KQ&A. Just a kind of a note reminder that next Thursday, we're going to have a recorded interview that Sanford Cohen did with Senate candidate Martha McSally, Colonel Martha McSally, and so that will be taking up a part of our program next week. It'll be very interesting. Tomorrow at 4 o'clock, they have the Let's Talk Sports. I think there's something going on in the sports world that people want to talk about. I know that KQ&A will be broadcasting the game between who is that? The Philadelphia Eagles. I think that's the only team that's going to be there, but maybe somebody else will show up. Oh yeah, New England might show up. Okay, that's good. Who knows? I'm in trouble with everybody right now. So there you go. We're going to do it for this Thursday, and get ready for the news. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. This is Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and on the web at kqna.com. See you later.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.